This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
I was driving home and saw a sign, "Don't forget to record episode 349. So I did, and here we are. Theodore 2. Hey Theodore, what's our chapter?
Luke chapter 21.
And the verses?
Verses 29 through 33.
Wonderful. Let's get started.
Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away."
Thank you, Theodore. Jesus said that a fig tree lets everyone know when summer is getting closer by all the buds that we see on it in the springtime. And it's something similar with the second coming of Jesus. When things are very difficult, and difficult things are happening in the world, we should remember that Jesus is getting closer. In many ways, many difficult things have been happening in the world for many years, many centuries even. But we know and trust that Jesus is coming. In a very real way, he is already in our midst, but he is coming in an even stronger way. When that happens, the difficulties will fade away and his kingdom will be everywhere. Until then, we celebrate his coming kingdom through prayer and worship in church. And that's what we mean when we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." We want his kingdom to come, to restore peace and justice and love forever. So thank you, Theodore, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.